Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff. Today, I want to talk about drop-ins. Dropping in and training at another gym can be a great experience. Over the years, I've been really lucky to have met a lot of really cool people and to have gotten a lot of really good rounds at other gyms. Unfortunately, that's not always the experience. I know a lot of people that have had bad experiences visiting other gyms, and I know a lot of people that have been straight out rejected. They've been told they are not welcomed. They cannot come and train. Now, being a 10th Planet guy, the culture has always been that we love having visitors. I wish at every one of our open mats we had 10 to 15 to even 20 drop-ins. I would love to see new faces, new games every single open mat. I would love for people to come and visit during and drop in during one of my classes. Now, I might not want 10, 15, or 20 drop-ins, but I would love to have multiple drop-ins every single one of my class. We have one day out of the month where drop-ins are not welcomed. It's the third Wednesday of every month. It's our team training night. That night is set aside for only 10th Planet students. So if you're part of the association, you are welcome. But if not, sorry, you cannot come. But again, you're welcome every other day of the month. There are 12 days out of the year where you will be told you cannot come if you represent another organization. Some gyms, though, have a policy where they do not welcome and they do not allow drop-ins. They do not allow visitors. And I've heard a lot of crazy stories. I've been rejected a handful of times from gyms. Nothing too crazy, but some of my friends have told me crazy stories that you're not going to believe. One in particular is so crazy that, I mean, if I didn't really trust this guy, know this guy really well, I would think that there was no way this was true. Now, what made me think about this was I was on Reddit, and I read a post a couple of days ago from a blue belt that trains, he's a blue belt from Henzo Gracie, New Jersey. This blue belt was out visiting one of his friends in California, and he wanted to drop into a local gym. He called the local gym and he told them, hey, can I come in and train? They asked him how long he's been training, what belt rank he was, and what gym he represented. When he told them that his home gym was Henzo Gracie in New Jersey, they told him he was not welcome. Now, they told him that he wasn't welcome because sometimes students at this gym in California compete against Henzo Gracie students, and they feel like it could become a competitive advantage if he comes. Like if he comes and he trains with these guys, he could take some secrets back or he could take some ideas back to his gym, and it could give the students at this Henzo Gracie, and I guess other Henzo Gracies, a competitive advantage in competition over the students at this gym. This gym is separated by 3,000 miles. California and New Jersey, 3,000 miles. I know many of you are thinking, there is no way in hell this is a real story. There is no way this is true. Scaff, this is a story from Reddit. People make up stuff all the time on Reddit. Come on, this is not real. And I hear you. Look, I recognize that Reddit, even the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu community, like half the posts these days are posts that are labeled shit posts. Essentially, they're made up stories. People like write out these long made up stories, and a lot of times they have to deal with like taboo topics, or they'll kind of exaggerate a story. They'll try and be funny, and people really like it. I don't really get it. I think there's a lot of better things that, you know, in the community that are going on that people could be talking about, but there's a lot of people in Reddit, I guess, that like these made up stories. They love reading and interacting with these stories. But anyways, this isn't one of those. This is 100% real, and since I've been rejected for similar reasons over the years, I can believe this. Now, the one school that has a reputation for not allowing drop-ins is Gracie Baja. So a lot of people are like, this has to be a Gracie Baja, or like, welcome to Gracie Baja. If this is your first experience with Gracie Baja, this is just the way it is. Now, Gracie Baja, as an association, does have a rule where, again, if you do not train at Gracie Baja. So if you train at a Gracie Baja, you can train at any Gracie Baja in the world. But if you do not, you are not welcome. You are not allowed to train. Now, This isn't true for all Gracie Bajas. There's Gracie Bajas that do allow drop-ins. And in particular, the one that I know really well, the Gracie Baja in Birmingham, even though I've never been, I have a bunch of friends from 10th Planet that have trained at that Gracie Baja. They really like the guys down there. Khalifa, who is the owner and head instructor there, is a great guy. I've dealt with Khalifa a handful of times. He's a standout guy. So I've only got nice things to say about Gracie Baja Birmingham. But I've been rejected a couple of times from Gracie Baja. The first time that I ever was rejected from a gym or was told that I could not visit was when I was a white belt and I was looking for more jiu-jitsu. So I was training at a gym in Huntsville, Alabama. It was a straight blast gym. And I was training jiu-jitsu 4 days a week, but I was looking for more. And I was willing to drive up to an hour, hour and 20 minutes away to find and get some more jiu-jitsu training. And a Gracie Baja just opened up in Cool Springs, Tennessee, which is about an hour and 5 minutes from my house. So it wasn't too bad a drive. I'm a 20-year-old kid, just moved to Alabama. I don't have a lot of friends. Like, look, I wanted to get good at jiu-jitsu, and I knew that Gracie Baja was a big name, and there was 2 third-degree black belts teaching at this Gracie Baja. So I was stoked. So I told them that I was interested in joining. So I go up, and I take a class. And after the class, we talked membership options. And they flat out told me that I was not allowed to train in another gym. And I said, wait, like I live an hour and 5 minutes away. Like I was just hoping to come up and pay like a drop-in fee or pay a fee every time I came. And they told me like, no, like every membership was $179 a month, whether you came once or every single time. But Gracie Baja didn't allow cross training, and I was not allowed to train at 2 gyms at one time. And I was blown away. So I left, and honestly, the class sucked. It was all new white belts. The black belt, especially now looking back, the class was terrible. So super glad I didn't even entertain joining there. But anyways, like I was rejected from that Gracie Baja. And then there was another time I was visiting a place and I wanted to drop in at Gracie Baja and they told me no. So I've been anti-Gracie Baja ever since. And just like, fight sports, that they've done some things recently that I do not support. I will not be supporting fight sports. I will not be visiting fight sports gyms. Same thing with Gracie Baja. Like I'm not going to go support a Gracie Baja. Somebody asks me to come to a Gracie Baja, or one of my buddies is like, hey, like come and drop to this Gracie Baja. I'm just going to go, nah, dude, sorry. I just think Gracie Baja does some shady things. I don't like some of their business practices. I don't like that they reject people outside of Gracie Baja. Like they won't even let them come and train, even if they're visiting. So like I live in Alabama. If I'm visiting middle of nowhere Africa and there happens to be a Gracie Baja there, I'm not allowed to come. Like what? That doesn't even make sense. So that's Gracie Baja for you. And again, like I said, there are some cool Gracie Bajas out there. I know some people that cross train at Gracie Bajas that love going to Gracie Bajas. But again, for the most part, and I've known tons of people that have been rejected by Gracie Bajas, you will not be allowed to train there. Now, it's not just Gracie Bajas though. And it's not just jiu-jitsu gyms. I mean, there's a lot of traditional martial arts that do not allow cross training or that do not allow visitors. And there's a lot of kind of standalone jiu-jitsu gyms, gyms that aren't franchises, that just have one location, that do not allow cross training, do not allow visitors. And a lot of times those gyms just don't allow visitors or cross training if you live kind of within an hour of that gym. And so that's my second story. So Gracie Baja being told that, again, I couldn't train at 2 different gyms at the same time as my first. The second time was when I was a blue belt. So I just got my blue belt. I'd been training with Brandon about 6-7 months at that point. I was about 1.5 years into my training. And one of my buddies who I had trained with at my first gym, he had switched to another gym. And our gyms were about 45 minutes apart. So to me, man, 45 minutes, that's forever away. That's 30 plus miles. And I didn't see any big deal. So I wanted to come train with him. I hadn't trained with him since, I left that gym and he had left. So we hadn't rolled for probably 8 months. It's probably been 8 months since the last time we rolled. I had just gotten my blue belt. He was a blue belt at his new gym. I wanted to roll with him. and I wanted to kind of see where we stacked up, and he was just one of my good buddies. So I asked him if I could come by, and he told me to come to an open mat. He was like, look, like, I don't think we like allow visitors at our gym, but come to an open mat. So I went to a Saturday open mat, and while I wasn't rejected the first time I was there, I definitely wasn't warmly welcomed. I rolled for about an hour and a half, and I got some really fun rounds in that day. But nobody talked to me. Nobody, like, everybody kind of gave me, like, looked at me really weird. It was really strange. Like, I basically literally went in. Only my friend talked to me. I rolled with a couple of different people. We talked right at the end, and then I left. A month later, I came back, and I did the same thing, except this time, after I'd rolled, one of their head instructor at that location came up to me and was like, hey, you know, you're more than welcome to keep coming here, but we don't allow cross training. So you're not allowed to drop in. Like, you know, you can either keep coming to our gym so you can join our gym full time, or, you know, we just would appreciate it if you didn't come back. And I just told him, I was like, oh, you know, me and, you know, your student over there were really good friends. We started training together. I really just wanted to come and train with him. And I had a lot of fun last time I was here. I got some really good rounds. You know, I just was trying to get better. And I figured this would be a good, you know, addition to come, you know, once a month, you know, so you won't even allow me to come once a month. And he was like, no. He was like, sorry, but that's just the policy we have. And I knew it wasn't his policy. You know, this gym, there was a couple of these gyms, and he wasn't the head honcho. Like, he wasn't making the decisions. But that was the culture at this gym. And just like, you know, I was kind of saying, you know, with the Gracie Baja, the competitive advantage, right? Like, I don't think there's any way in hell that, again, they think that some blue belt's going to come in and just figure out all their secrets and then, you know, going to change the tide. And all of a sudden now we're going to be a way better gym because I'm going over there once a month. But this gym in particular, I think a lot of it was purity reasons. You know, they didn't want a 10th Planet guy in there. They didn't want them training with their students. And they just didn't see any sense why. I don't think they understood why somebody would choose to train at a 10th Planet over their gym. So they probably thought there was probably something wrong with me because I was choosing 10th Planet. Even after I'd trained there twice, I was choosing 10th Planet over them. And so they didn't want me. And they didn't want me to come, you know, even if I was like, hey, like, I can't pay $20 to drop in. It's like, no, you can't come. And over the years, you know, we've had a bunch of students go over there and train once or twice. And they've all are met with the exact same speech. You know, they'll come one time and then either at the end of that time, but usually the second time they come, they're kind of given this, hey, like, you know, you should really come train with us, you know, but if you decide not to join us, then, you know, if you keep training over there, you are not allowed to come here. Like, you tried it out. We enjoyed having you, you know, but you got to choose our gym or theirs, you know, your home gym. And we've never lost a student. So, you know, that's always been a really, you know, it's kind of given me a lot of, you know, confidence and a lot of pride that, you know, our students have gone over there. And I never tell them that, you know, I don't go like, hey, don't go. I'm just always hoping, I guess, that this gym will finally open their eyes one day and they'll start allowing, you know, visitors. They'll start allowing, you know, people to come in and shoot, charge a drop-in fee. Every time they come, you know, charge $15, charge $20. I mean, we charge $20 when people come from outside the 10th Planet Association. $20, you can train with us. A lot of times, especially if you're a blue, a purple, brown, or black belt, we waive the fee. Like, if you're a good training partner, and especially if you come to like an open mat, like, come train. Come train. Like, everybody wins in that scenario. But for years now, I mean, it's been a decade, they still have the same response. Hey, we don't allow cross training. Hey, if you train over there, you're not allowed to train here. Sorry. It's crazy. But to me, that shows they haven't evolved. They haven't evolved. And they're falling behind with the times. I feel like a lot of the gyms that do this, you know, they hide, and they're hiding, you know, and their lack of mixing with others really holds back their technique. I think they have a hard time adopting and really innovating and really adapting to newer techniques and kind of the newer style of jiu-jitsu. And I think it really, they start to suffer in competition. At least that's what I've seen. Now, the third time that I was rejected from a gym, from a different gym. So, you know, the first one was a Gracie Ball. Second one was a local gym. A third one was a local gym. So this gym is probably about 55 minutes away from 10th Planet Decatur. Really far away. I mean, we're not even close. So I don't even consider us, you know, rivals. They mostly do gi. They mostly do IBJJF tournaments. Especially at this time, they were mostly gi and mostly IBJJF. We were always no gi, sub only. And so I never looked at them as competition, especially for like students. It wasn't like we really had the same, you know, student base, especially again at that time. Most of our students were, you know, from Decatur, from around that area, where this gym again was about 50 minutes away. People weren't really driving too far at that time to come train with Brandon. You know, Brandon was just a purple belt. Maybe he had just gotten his brown belt, because I think I was just a purple belt at this time. But this gym was kind of funny. Like, they had a couple of really good competitors, especially in the IBJJF scene. You know, they would go out and do pretty good. Well, me and Brandon and one of our other guys were, you know, at a good size to come and train with a couple of their top competitors. And so the head instructor asked us to come. But it was really strange, okay? So they would ask us, so they would set a time for a training session. And so it'd be like, hey, why don't you guys come 11 a.m. on a Tuesday? And we were psyched because at that time, we're still kind of the outcasts, you know, in the area. We're the 10th Planet guys. Didn't have a lot of strong connections with the other jiu-jitsu schools. A lot of the schools, you know, kind of believed that 10th Planet rhetoric, you know, that 10th Planet sucks, or 10th Planet guys are all just terrible people, they're all drug addicts, and, you know, the crazy stuff like that. And so anyways, you know, they asked us, and I remember being super stoked. And so I remember the first time, it was like Tuesday, it was like 9:30, I'm getting ready to leave, and I've got my gear on, and then Brandon texts me and is like, hey, like, they canceled the training session for, you know, they canceled the training session for, you know, whatever reason, like somebody got sick and, you know, they canceled the session. And I remember being real bummed, but hey, we're going to do it next Tuesday. Well, next Tuesday comes around, they cancel again. The next Tuesday comes around, I swear to God, they canceled three straight Tuesdays. And on the third one, it was like one of the competitors had like a school project, like he was in college and he had to finish like a, and I remember just being like, what in the world? Because like at this time I was like driving, I was like on the way to meet Brandon, we're going to drive over together, and Brandon's like calling me like, hey man, like, you know, he's real frustrated too, he's like, hey, like, they canceled again, like, so and so, like, one of their guys like has like a school project he forgot about. And I just remember being like, what in the world? You know, there is like, there's no way. So in my mind, I was like, I guess these guys, like, people are just ducking us or what, like, cannot believe it. And so from then, we didn't really try. Like, we didn't even ask to, like, keep meeting up. And so we never trained together, and I've never trained at this gym. But over the years, we've had students go over there and try and train. And the only reason they've gone over there, because, again, it's 55 minutes away. And, you know, this gym isn't like world renowned or anything. They've got some good students. They're definitely not like a fake school. Like, they've got real black belts over there now. They've got a couple of black belts. But they have had friends that have trained there. So some of their friends have trained there. And it's always hilarious, all right? Because I listen to my students talk about trying to train over there. And it's like they're asking their buddies. They're like, hey, like, we should train together. And their buddies get super weird. They get super embarrassed because our students be like, hey, you should come by to a training session. You could come by to like Matt or Brandon's class. You should come by an open mat. Like, we'd love to have you. And they're like, yeah, like, I'm not sure I can make it that day. Or, yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't know. Like, my gym, we don't really do that. And so then they'll kind of be like, well, hey, can I come and train at your gym? Like, I would love to come by and train at your gym. Can I come to the open mat this Saturday? Like, they've already picked out the time on the schedule that they're going to come. And the students, or the student of the other gym is like, dude, like, I hate to tell you this, but, like, we don't really allow drop-ins, or, like, you're not allowed to come in. And my students are like, why? And then they're having to, like, kind of, like, make up an excuse why they can't come, but they don't really know why our students aren't allowed to come to their gym. It's just a weird situation. Well, one of my students, he's very headstrong, and he is a blue, or he was a blue belt at the time, but one of his buddies was a purple belt over there, one of his really good friends. And so he just showed up one day. He showed up, they, again, kind of the same treatment that I received at my first time at Gray, not at Gracie Ball, but the other local gym, where nobody talked to him. So he was like, yeah, like, I went there and nobody really talked to me. Nobody really welcomed me except my buddy. I rolled with a bunch of different students and then I left. Well, the next Saturday, he tried to go in and he tried to pay a drop-in fee. Like, he went and talked to the owner and was like, hey, like, you know, I had fun last Saturday. So-and-so, like, one of your students at Purple Belt over there, he's one of my, like, best friends. I would love to make this, like, a thing. Can I pay a drop-in fee? And she told him, you are not welcome here. Like, hey, I'm sorry, but you are not welcome here. If you are not paying a membership, a monthly membership, and you're training at the 10th Planet School, you are not welcome. And that really irritated me. And that really offended me because, again, it felt like they were telling, you know, my student that he wasn't good enough to train over there. It's kind of like they were telling him he was scum or that we were scum. And it made me want to kind of go over there and, like, dojo storm, you know, or, like, go over there and, like, show him what's up. But I realize in the end, it's just making them worse. Like, it's holding them back. It's just insecurities. They are terrified of, you know, our gym. They're terrified of losing to our gym. Even if, you know, let's say they're way better than us. But just the thought that they could lose or that they could be beaten would shatter what they've built up in their mind and kind of what they've told their students. And I don't know what they tell their students, but I'm sure it's crazy stuff. You know, stuff like, oh, we're so much better than them. 10th Planet sucks. Or those 10th Planet guys aren't good. You will, you know, if you train at our gym and you're a blue belt, you'll be able to beat their purple and brown and maybe even their black belts over there. Like, I'm sure that's the type of rhetoric that's spoken. But they're not willing to put that on the line. And another one of my students has a bunch of friends that train over there, and he's kind of done the same thing. And so recently, you know, he's told me a couple of different times, he's like, you know, hey, like, I've invited my, you know, I've got three friends that train over there. I've invited all of them to come train at our gym. They've told me they would come, but then every single time, you know, I tell them to come this day, they have an excuse. And then I've tried to train over there, and they've told me that, you know, I'm not allowed to train over there. And he's been, like, really hurt and really dejected, and it sucks, you know. It sucks seeing my student feel that way, because that's not the way the community should be. It's not the way the community should be. Now, this gym, you know, I've had a couple of other buddies that don't train at 10th Planet that have had dealings with this gym and have been denied in crazy ways. And I swear to God, these stories are true. So one of my buddies, he was a brown belt at the time. And this guy is probably 40. At the time, he was probably 46 years old. He's 155 pounds. And he's like the nicest guy you'll ever meet. I swear, he is the nicest guy. He's one of my favorite people I've ever met in jiu-jitsu. And there is nothing, like, threatening about him at all. It's not like he's just tatted up, you know, from head to toe, and he's 260, just steroided out of his mind, and he's just, you know, a freak strength-wise and athletic-wise, and, you know, he just goes around and hurts people. Like, no, like, he's a phenomenal role. Like, he can roll with anybody. He can roll with kids, women. Like, he's a great role for everybody. And he was saying that one time, you know, he was going over there. He was just like, look, I'd never trained with these people. Like, I wanted to go over there, like, introduce myself, kind of, you know, build a community, like, you know, to kind of reach out and, like, introduce myself and, you know, kind of come over there with pleasant tidings. And he said he went over there. He had his gi in his hand, and he walked up. He tried to get into the building, but the door was locked. And so, you know, they had glass windows, and he could see the people were in there training. He was just trying to go up to an open mat, and people were already in there training. He tried to open the door. It was locked. And he knocked on the glass, and nobody came and opened the door for him. He said people just looked at him, like the students would roll and they were just like, they would look at him and they just looked away. And nobody, he said he stood there and knocked on the window for like 2 or 3 minutes and nobody came and opened the door. And then he stood there for an extra couple, two or three minutes, and then he just left. And then he obviously never tried to come again. And that, you know, that's 100% a true story. I cannot imagine keeping the door locked, like hearing somebody knock on the door, especially if I had glass windows and I saw they had a gi in their hand and they were coming to roll. There is no way I would keep that door locked. I mean, I feel like every ounce of pride, every ounce of my warrior spirit would just evaporate. I would feel like such a coward. If I trained at that gym and I watched my instructor not open the door, and if they told him, you know, told them not to open the door, like, I would question everything about my instructor. Like, if Brandon was keeping the door locked, you know, and I saw it was just like a 46-year-old guy with like a gi, I would be like, what in the, like, where am I training? Like, what's going on here? And, yeah, so stories like that, like things like that happen. I knew, so a different gym. So this is a different gym. This gym's a couple of hours. I think it's this gym's in Tennessee. And two of my people that I know, at the time, they were both brown belts. And they called this gym. The gym was like an hour away, I think, from their gym. But they wanted to come in and, you know, do some training. They wanted to do some sparring over there. So they showed up to the gym. They didn't tell them that they were coming, but they showed up to the gym 30 minutes before. They showed up early, and it was the instructor and like two of the other students. Well, they said, they swear that the instructor went back and called and canceled the open mat. Like went and called and like made like a Facebook post and canceled the open mat and then told them that they weren't having an open mat. And then told them that, like, yeah, but, you know, don't come back because we don't accept, you know, we don't have drop-ins. Like, we don't want visitors. And, you know, they just were like, what? Like, you know, we just came like 55 minutes to come and, you know, just cross-train. We didn't think anything about it. And, you know, you came and you canceled the class. Like, and so obviously they never went back. And so those are kind of the two craziest stories that I've heard. And as I said, I've been rejected a handful of like 4 or 5 times over the years. Most of the time it's just been, you know, again, people politely telling me like, look, sorry, you can't train at two gyms. Obviously, since I've been teaching at 10th Planet Decatur, I've had zero desire to really go drop in or especially like cross train and learn at other places. Like, you know, I'm really invested into 10th Planet Decatur and the students now. But now it's just my students. Or you guys, you know, people messaging me and telling me these crazy stories or just going on Reddit and reading these people's experiences of, you know, hey, I'm in California. I want to get a session in, but man, I'm calling these places and they're either rejecting me or even worse, you know, they're trying to make me pay like a $60 drop-in fee and then I've got to buy a gi or I've got to rent a gi for $25 or I've got to buy a rash guard for $50 extra. I mean, it's crazy. One of my students was down in Miami, and this was before all the crazy fight sports stuff came out about Cyborg and, you know, all those guys. But he went down probably about 8 months ago now. And, I mean, he paid $110 to do one class at Fight Sports. I mean, they made him buy a rash guard. Like, he paid, I think it was a $60 mat fee and then $50 for the rash guard. And the guy acted like he was getting this huge deal. He's like, normally we sell these rash guards for $70, but we always give these to visitors for $50. And, you know, my student was like, look, I was on vacation. I wanted to just, you know, I didn't want to go find another spot. I was already there. And I wanted to see if I could, you know, get around him a Cyborg or meet Cyborg. So, you know, he stayed. But he was like, dude, I paid $110. And I've tried to drop in at a couple of places, especially when I was a purple belt. A purple belt, I did a bunch of traveling, and I spent 2 months on the West Coast. And while I was out there, I was in L.A. training at Eddie's for a couple of weeks, but I was also looking to train at a couple of other places. And I never went and trained at another place other than Eddie's and Gokor's in LA, because every place was trying to charge me like $50 or $100 to come into one class for a day pass. And they were having me try and like jump through all these hoops and, you know, rent gis or, you know, buy a rash guard. And I was just like, man, you know what? I'm just going to stick with my family. I'm going to stick with 10th Planet because Eddie's going to treat me right. And Gokor and my cousin over there at Gokor Chevechkin's is going to treat me right. So I say this to say, look, guys, dropping in at another gym, whether it's local or you're out visiting, is usually a really good idea. And it's one of the best ways to get better. It's one of the best ways to kind of further your community, to meet more people in the jiu-jitsu community, and to really level your game up. But you need to be aware that some places do not want you. Some places are going to flat out tell you you cannot train. Whether, again, it's your, you know, kind of your crosstown, you know, rival, or it's a place that's an hour-ish away that sees you as a rival, or just an association that it's in their policy that they don't take visitors. They don't want you if you train, you know, at a Henzo's or you train at 10th Planet. So always call, always check in, because I think, you know, again, you could be like my two buddies when they were brown belts and go and, you know, have a place literally just cancel their classes just because they don't want you to train. And you definitely don't want to go out of your way to do that. Or you might show up to a place and, again, you got to pay $110 to drop in. To me, $20 is like, I mean, that's totally reasonable. Come in, pay $20, get your training in. We do week passes for 50. So if somebody's like coming for a week, we do $50. For 2 weeks, we do 80. So that's kind of our like drop in, like, hey, you're here for a little bit. Those are our kind of prices. Hope you guys don't get too deterred though from dropping in. Most places are going to be really, really cool. The community is great. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Until next time, guys, peace.